Well, it's not the first time Darwin and his theories of natural selection and evolution have caused a rumpus, whilst even the staunchest creationist will admit that the survival of the fittest principle means that species will change a little over time, Darwin's broader theories of the origin of species have been upsetting people for over 150 years. To find out why, Kate Farmer spoke to John Van Wy, the director of the Complete Work of Darwin Online project at Cambridge University, and asked him to explain what exactly Darwin said that caused all the fuss.
Darwin said that all of the different kinds of living things in the world are related to one another by common descent. And this is the hidden bond which ties everything together. That's the meaning of the title of his book, The Origin of Species. It doesn't mean the origin of life, as many people seem to think, but it means where do the different kinds of things come from.
So he did actually go on the basis of survival of the fittest. I think I'm right there in saying that an advantageous trait would be replicated.
Yes. The point about the survival is not that the strongest or the best survives. A better phrase would be survival of the luckiest. Darwin used this observation from Thomas Malthus about population, that any species could fill the entire earth with its offspring, but they don't. Why don't they? The reason is because almost all of them are killed off. They die from disease, predators eat them, things like that. So only a tiny fraction in fact do survive. This is a fact. The numbers prove this. But Darwin realized that there must be something special about those tiny minority who do live to pass on their attributes to future generations. So he put all of these things together and realized that must be the key to how things change.
That is essentially what we mean when we say evolution, that over time these variations build together so that you get a different looking kind of creature further down the line.
Yeah, that's quite true, but it's tricky when we use the word evolution in that sense to mean some big significant change that we can actually observe. That is evolution, but it's equally so that just being born from your parents is also evolution. Not much change there, but you are different. Some people will say, human beings aren't evolving anymore because we can't see any big changes happening. But that's not true. Children and babies die by the millions every year because they have genetic diseases or they have too many legs. All sorts of things are constantly restraining the way human beings turn out. And that is natural selection.
What were the theories of creation and development before Darwin?
The conventional explanation, which Darwin learned when he was a student, was that they were created there. But no one really knew what that word meant. They only knew that things had appeared in a certain place in a certain time in the record. And so they explained this by saying, it must have been an act of supernatural creation. God must have created these creatures to exist in a certain place in accordance with their environment. But Darwin showed that this couldn't be true. You didn't find, for example, island creatures only on oceanic islands and jungle creatures in jungles. If that were true, then the creatures in the South American jungle and the African jungle and the Asian jungle should be the same. But they're not. Why should that be if God just creates them where they are?
Why is there still such a fascination with his work and everything he said?
I think the reason is probably that Darwin, although his main concern was not human beings, it's impossible to avoid the implication that it changes what we used to think about human beings. It changes what we used to think human beings are. We used to think that human beings were really special, were completely separate from the rest of nature, were created especially to exist on the earth. Darwin showed that we are just one of many, many species, that we are descended from other species, and that we fit in exactly the same way as all the others into the world. This meant that this moral and intellectual specialness that was so precious to so many people would be undermined if you believed what Darwin said.
Kay Farmer was speaking there to John Van Wy, the director of the Complete Work of Darwin Online project at Cambridge University.
The soundtrack of reality.
The reality check.